Want access to search and listen to the entire webmasterradio.fm archive of over 1,500 podcasts commercial-free? Just become a webmasterradio.fm elite member for less than 99 cents a day. Otherwise, the last 60 days of content are on the house. Webmasterradio.fm, we're everywhere.
Hey, what's that sound coming from your computer?
That's the sound of me making money with referback.com. They've shown me how to... Referback.com showed me how to turn clicks on my existing site into cash. Referback gives you free banners, mailers, even your own personal account manager.
Oh, can they help me make money off my blog too?
Absolutely. Your websites, your blogs, they can all be making you money. You can even earn 50% commission on your first month. Put some into your website. Just visit referback.com.
Feeling better, looking better, making life better. It's Life Tips. We'll explore the latest innovations, introduce you to the latest products, and bring you the tips from experts and environmental pioneers to help you lead a better life. Life Tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, wiser. Welcome your hosts, Byron White and Amanda Smith.
Welcome to the Life Tips Show, everyone. Happy to be here with you today. We've got a very interesting guest today, Linda Brent, who's the president and founder of Chimp Haven in Louisiana. Wow, that's going to be fun. But before we chat about that, Mandy, happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
Your birthday was technically yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, it's a birthday week.
Yay, bring it on. And I noticed there's cakes and pastries out in the hallway yet again today.
Oh, yeah. Yep, I've gained about 4 pounds this week.
Well, we'll work you hard next week, so how about that?
It's a whole awesome birthday week this week. It's been great. Had a lot of fun. So that's why today we're doing my favorite subject matter, animals.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So... it's your birthday, and we're doing animals, and you're an animal? Is that what we are supposed to put together here?
Thanks.
Party animal?
Clearly an old animal. Getting older by the minute. But you know what? My favorite subject matter, always animals, always comes back to that. I know that you're the big green guru. I can't even get my words out. That's how old I am. But my favorite subject matter is always animals. Animal topics, I love animals, all animals. So you know I've been dying to get a chimp person on the air, and I finally did it, and I'm so excited to talk to Linda today.
Well, that's fun. Are there, so maybe we should chime right in. I mean, it's up to you, but in general, I've never really met anybody that's had anything to do with chimpanzees. It's fascinating. How did you find Linda? I'm kind of curious.
Well, you know what? Just a simple Google search of some of the top chimp sanctuaries in the area, I actually found the Chimp Haven in Louisiana. And you know what really drew me to them is that while they weren't directly hit by Hurricanes Katrina and Rita, they did still suffer a lot of fallout from, you know, rising costs of materials in the area, and they lost a lot of contractors during some of the building work that they were having done. A lot of the contractors had to leave the area. So their story is actually pretty detailed. It's not just a normal chimp story. They've been through a lot. So I was really drawn to their story. So I think Linda's going to have a lot of interesting stuff to talk about today.
Tell us a little bit about your birthday celebration. Did you go a little, have anything fun or wild to report?
Oh, I'm too old. We celebrated with some Geritol. It was
awesome.
What
kind of restaurant did you go to? Give us some data.
We had a big barbecue this weekend. It was pretty awesome. I mean, I'm slowing down in my old age, Byron, I got to tell you.
What'd you cook?
And you know, I'm turning 25 for like the 15th time, so that's always good.
What'd you cook at your barbecue?
We had all sorts of great stuff, literally everything you could think of. We had racks of ribs, we had steak tips. When I say I've gained 4 pounds, I think I'm lowballing it.
any grilling tips you have? Did you do the grilling, or did somebody gracefully take care of that for you?
You know, we had a lot of men at the party, and a lot of men were all over that grill. Everybody had tips for better grilling. But I will say, I learned that soy sauce and lemon juice will substitute any great marinade. There is no reason to go to the store to buy a marinade if you've got a little soy sauce and a little lemon juice in the house, you've got yourself literally the world's best marinade.
What's the portion that you mix the two? Heavy on the soy, heavy on the lemon?
You can make a great marinade out of literally anything as long as you have a good acid base. You can throw everything, including the kitchen sink, in there as long as you have some acid to break down the lipid layer of whatever meat you're cooking.
Hmm. How long do you marinate things for?
I would say as long as you want. I would not go beyond 24 hours. I think ideally we're looking at an 8-hour marinade time period. But, you know, 8, 12 hours, I mean, the longer the better, honestly.
Hmm. How about vegetables? What are you doing interesting in, with grilling vegetables? Anything good?
Vegetables? Corn. If you get some good corn, we're not quite in corn season. I'm a Jersey girl. You got to wait till July for some better corn. But if you get your hands on some good corn and make sure it's not, you know, wormy at the top, so those little worms get in there, it's all over. It's disgusting. So if you get your hands on some good corn, if you husk the corn back a little bit, but don't take it off all the way, just rub a little olive oil, a little sea salt on there, maybe a little bit of lemon. Then wrap the corn husks right back over it. Throw it on the grill. It's amazing. Amazing.
I love corn. How about asparagus? I love grilling. I'm a grill fanatic myself, so I'm enjoying hearing what you're doing over there.
What you about, just say forget the chimps and we'll do all grilling.
We'll tell you what. Maybe we'll take a quick break and then we'll come back and we'll refocus on chimps. But overall, you had a great birthday and you're happy and you got everything you wanted and everything's
great,
right?
I had a great,
great
birthday, yep. And I'm just going to keep on eating for the rest of the week.
Right on. Well, the funny thing is, my birthday is actually coming up this weekend, interestingly enough.
No way, I didn't even know.
Are you
turning 25 too?
I'd be happy telling people I'm 35. That would be amazing, or heck, but it ends in a 5, I'll tell you that.
Happy birthday, Byron.
Fun. So that's fun. So we're both Taurus over here, right?
Oh yeah, yeah.
That's fascinating. We just put that together, so that's good news. Well, let's take a break, everyone, and we'll come back in a few minutes and talk with Linda Brent.
Life Tips will be right back after this short break.
A rose by any other name would still be the same.
Move over, Shakespeare.
You need to differentiate yourself from your competition. Do it by aligning yourself with a company who has earned the trust of Jupiter Media, the NHL, and Lionsgate Films, among others. Moniker.com is the most secure ICANN-accredited register on the planet, offering you domain registration, hosting, domain sales, and acquisition services. Wrap that up with 24/7 support. That's your winning combination, MONIKER.com. More than a name.
Are your domains working hard enough for you? Now, park your portfolio at RevenueDirect.com to maximize your earnings on traffic. With Revenue Direct's proven domain monetization service, you'll experience better payouts, more options, and smart optimization. Sign up free now at RevenueDirect.com. It's that easy. Revenue Direct. Make more money. Period.
And now back to Life Tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, and wiser. Here are your hosts.
Welcome back, everyone. We're here with Linda Brent, the president and founder of Chimp Haven in Louisiana. Welcome, Linda.
Hi, Byron. Thanks a lot. I'm excited to be here with you and Amanda.
You know, it's just nice to hear that southern draw of the word Byron. Byron! I used to have a grandmother from Texas, and she'd say, "Byron Henry White, get your britches over here," she'd say to me.
There you go.
Usually because I was causing trouble. But let's talk about chimps, Linda. Very great thing you're doing. Tell us a little bit about your sanctuary and how you started things and what you're doing for 138 chimps that you have on board there. Wow.
Yeah. Well, Chimp Haven really was developed out of need. It's a sanctuary that takes care of chimpanzees that are no longer wanted anymore. They might be chimpanzees from the research background or as pets or entertainers who have outgrown their lifetime there. And we're really excited that we've been able to, just in the last few years, get the entire facility up and running and provide just a wonderful home for 138 chimpanzees right now who are kind of living the high life after many years of serving people in medical research.
Wow. Now, who pays for the caring of these chimps? And how do you fund and pay for your business?
Well, Chimp Haven is a nonprofit organization, so we do rely on donations from individuals like yourself and organizations. We have been chosen as well by the national government to operate the National Chimpanzee Sanctuary, which retires officially the chimps that are owned by the national government. Probably not a lot of people know that, but the government owns a bunch of chimps that they had for research. And now that research with animals is declining, and certainly research with chimpanzees has declined greatly in the last 10 years, they're looking for places that they can put the chimpanzees so that they can just live out the rest of their lives in a nice place. And so the government gives us some money. They actually provide $3 for every dollar that our private donors support. So it's a wonderful matching opportunity. And we can retire a lot more chimpanzees that way. And most of the chimps at Chimp Haven have been retired by the federal government, and we're really excited to be able to give them, a little bit of Africa back to them after the years they've spent in medical research facilities.
Let's say I'm a chimp and I'm living at your sanctuary. Tell me what my day's like. Tell me what the atmosphere's like. What do I do?
Well, Chimp Haven is nestled into 200 acres of forest in northwest Louisiana, and it's a beautiful environment. The weather's really warm. It's really great for chimps. We have housing that fits pretty much all the needs of the different chimps that we have at Chimp Haven. All of the chimpanzees have really nice indoor bedrooms that are heated in the wintertime and have a lot of hay and blankets and perches and nests and things so that they can sleep in comfort. But then they all have outdoor areas. Some of the chimps that we get have some physical problems. A lot of the chimps are older, as you can imagine, and so we're dealing with issues like diabetes and heart disease and other things that may make it hard for the chimps to get around, like arthritis. And so some of the chimps that we have do better in kind of small groups and a little bit of a smaller area. But then a lot of the chimps we have are not dealing with physical problems, but living in very large groups. We have groups of 15 and 18 and two large habitats of 4 and 5 acres, which literally are just areas of the forest that we enclose, and so they can go out and kind of act like wild chimps and climb trees and eat natural vegetation. Some of the chimps are actually doing things that are so cool that are just like their counterparts in Africa, and some of them, you know, were born in Africa maybe 40, 50 years ago and brought over here as infants for research, and now are actually reliving the kind of life they would have had if they were living in Africa, making nests and using tools to get termites and ants. They're eating fire ants, which is really interesting. They started doing this year. So it's a wonderful habitat for them. And the staff that we have, I mean, our entire mission is just to take care of the chimps. So we're focused on their needs. And to be honest, it takes the chimps maybe about 2 weeks after they arrive to figure that out. And then they're like, bring on retirement. You know, I'm ready for my food now. And they get pretty demanding, but you know, that's what it's all about. We're into spoiling the chimps.
Wow.
Now, Linda, I made a horrible mistake earlier, and I called them monkeys, and I got in big trouble. So can you explain the difference?
Sure. A lot of people don't really have much of an understanding about our closest animal relative, which is a chimpanzee. The chimpanzee is one of the great apes. You can think of like orangutans and gorillas and chimps and bonobos are all of the great apes. They're very large-bodied, and they don't have a tail. That's probably the biggest obvious difference. Monkeys are usually much smaller, swing in trees, usually have tails. There's a couple species that don't have tails, but most of the monkeys are pretty small. I think one of the things that in our education program that we try to get across, beyond making sure people know that they're not monkeys, is people are really surprised just at the what a chimpanzee is. Most of us see chimps in television commercials, say, or on TV in some way, and they're usually young, very young, because chimpanzees are wild animals, and they grow up quickly. They become very strong. They can weigh 150 to 200 pounds when they're adults. They're easily as big as you and I. And so the ones you see on TV are kids because they're the only ones that people in the entertainment business can handle. And so there's a really big misconception that chimps are kind of little cuddly animals like little monkeys. And by allowing people to come out on selected times, frames to see some of the chimps at Chimp Haven. We're providing a good service so that people understand what a chimpanzee really is, a little bit more respect, I think, for them as wild animals in their own right, and some concern about just taking care of them for the rest of their life and what we're all about, why it's important that we do care about these chimpanzees who have helped with medical breakthroughs that are serving all of us today.
Now, I noticed that you have on your website, chimphaven.com, that you have a wish list of items that people can send in for donations, right?
Yep, we do.
And it includes, I noticed on the food wish list, you have sugar-free Jell-O, sugar-free jelly beans, and animal crackers. That is completely not what I would have expected for chimpanzees.
Well, you know, the chimpanzees' taste buds are kind of similar to ours. I mean, they love sugary stuff, and of course they love fruits and vegetables, but one of the things that's very difficult for us is that we do have actually two diabetic chimpanzees. And the sugar-free or diabetic quality food is actually very expensive. And so we like to give the chimps treats once in a while. We don't, you know, give them too much. We want to make sure their health is good. And most of their diet is fruits and vegetables and a balanced diet. But we like to give them treats on occasion, and so, yeah, sugar-free, anything. Actually, sugar-free Jell-O works good. The chimps love Jell-O. And we have an enrichment program, which the chimps get a different, kind of a fun thing to do every day. Sometimes it's food, because, of course, they like food a lot, and so we may have Jell-O shots, with non-alcoholic, of course, one day, and bags filled with different kinds of goodies that they have to rip open. We just actually gave some of them wrapped-up presents that were all full of fun foods and crepe paper and things. So they had a great time with that. So something different every day. Sometimes it's a game and playing or a tour or big frozen blocks in the summertime. They like that a lot. We call them eatsicles. So they have a lot of fun.
I've got a creative idea on that subject. Have you thought about putting a webcam in the facility? I see some pictures, obviously.
Actually have been talking about it with one of the local TV stations. Part of the situation at Chimp Haven, to be honest, is the area is so large that sometimes you would see a chimp and sometimes you wouldn't. I mean, they're not in little cages. You couldn't just put a camera on and expect to see something all the time. So we're kind of debating about how to deal with an empty field of view for a while. But I think people will probably be really excited to see what the chimps are doing on a regular basis.
This is what I was thinking. My guess is when you go to feed the chimps and bring out the goodies that you've gotten, they kind of get excited and they all congregate like, what arrived in the mail today? You know?
Yeah.
So if you could, you know, get a webcam on that, and as you're sending the package, you're sort of showing in the webcam who the package was from,
mm-hmm.
you know, the from address, and then you're then taking the package and going out and releasing it to the chimps.
Right. That sounds great.
Doesn't that sound cool? I bet that would be really, really viral on the web. I think it's a neat idea worth exploring a little bit. Webcams are not that difficult to hook up, and you know, you not only that, but you'd have a digital archive of when the time frame was that you released the package that you received to the chimps.
Right.
My guess is it could be so popular, you could have like a year supply of food with people who just wanted to see, you know, kids in particular that wanted to see their graham crackers or whatever, you know, be devoured by the chimps.
Well, you know, the chimps like other things, that like stuffed animals and blankets and other things that are, you know, that aren't food oriented too. We've got several of the female chimps that carry around different kinds of stuffed animals. We have one that named Violet, who carries around a SpongeBob SquarePants pillow, and we've tried to give her a new one because it's now flat, but she's very attached to the one she has.
That's great. Wow.
Yeah. I have a question. They have their different personalities.
I have a question for you about happiness and about chimps' happiness. How often do chimps laugh?
Chimps just laugh all the time. I'm not sure in comparison to a person because there's so much variety amongst people, but chimps laugh in a very breathy way. Sometimes you can't even hear it very well unless you're close. It's kind of a type sound.
Mm-hmm.
And some are louder. We actually have an infant chimpanzee at Chimp Haven named Tracy, who was the result of a failed vasectomy, I hate to say, but we're having a great time with her. She's just about a year and a half old now, and she laughs like with a snort. It's hilarious. So she's real vocal, and she has a great time in her group. So the chimps at Chimp Haven actually laugh more than any chimps I've ever seen. I've been working with chimps for over 20 years now, and I think just that whole concept of laughing and smiling, and chimps do it just like we do, is very similar. Gives you the idea that the chimps are really happy. You know, it's hard sometimes with animals to say, well, they're doing this, that means this over here, because we think it means something, but I'll tell you, if they're playing and laughing, to me that means they're happy, and they do that a lot at Chimp Haven. Even the old chimps, we have groups where, you know, you'll frequently see some of the chimps that are 40 or close to 50 years old tickling each other and chasing each other around, kind of slow, but actually having a great time.
Now, Linda, tell us a little bit more about the CARE program.
Mm-hmm. We have a sponsorship program called CARE, where anybody can sponsor a certain chimpanzee, and they're all listed on our website at chimphaven.org, and you get all sorts of information about that particular chimpanzee. It's actually a lot of fun because they are real chimps, and they have all their own little life going on in their group and lots of things happening at any one point in time, and so we update the sponsors with what's going on and kind of basic information and age and what the chimp likes and the group he's in or she's in and that type of thing. So it's actually a really fun mechanism for people to become involved, and great gifts too, like if you want to get a gift for a kid or for a birthday party.